Oh, snap. What's good, folks and jokes? It's your boy OZ from the NYC.
And it's Corey C from the Austin T. And this is
a Memorial Day.
What up, son? Oh, it feels so good to have your ass on time, man. When I say time, I'm talking about that lag, man. I'm still getting used to it. I kind of miss it a little bit, but I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, man, we're getting it together, man. We still got to work on our timing. Not everything's back to normal how it's supposed to be. Now we can work on our timing on that end.
But it's much better, much better. Here we are working our asses off on Memorial Day. I should be at home on my ass.
That's right, because you're a vet, right?
Yeah, exactly, man. I'm a new daddy. I got another animal in the house. I should be at home, my kitten on my chest, playing with my chest hair. But I'm here with your gorilla ass. How you doing?
Why did that have to happen?
I know. Why are we doing that? I already started
acting. It's black on black, man. Stop that.
I'm sorry, sir. It's an honor to be here with you. First of all, as we said, I'm Corey Coleman. Over here, I got my man Oz Green.
Yes, peoples.
And this is What Up, Son. And this is the show where we sit back. I kind of hang out with Oz. Oz, you know, that's the deal, man. It's Memorial Day, but it doesn't matter because hanging out with you is always like a vacation, sir.
This is true. Yes, sir. It is like a vacation. A long, tiring vacation.
Yeah. Make a motherfucker want to go back to work. Hanging out with you. No, man, but this is good. See, people, because we hang out together. We get to talk. And this is like our quality time right here.
Yeah, this is our girl talk time.
Exactly. Yeah, our girl code words are luscious and juicy.
That's right.
I'm juicy, he's luscious over there. Or vice versa. But we hang out, and what we do is on this very casual evening of evenings, we bring to you the foolishness. Actually have organized the foolishness to where we put it in a top five format for you, which really don't really matter because some of this stuff just blends together anyway. But we work our way up to the number one foolishness of the week, something that really happened. I got to tell people out there, Oz, people don't really understand the term or the word foolishness when we're talking about this. We put on YouTube, we said that this is the top five foolish things that happened this week. Foolish is the key word. And some people, like, they came in saying, don't you know people died this week? I mean, do you know that real things happened? Come on, man. You know, it's not a slow news day exactly. I was like, man, you don't. We covered a lot of the serious stuff out there, but we did say foolish. I don't know what part of a Manchester's shooting slaughter is foolish to you. You know. I don't know what comedy you find in that. You
know? I saw that as well. I'm like, man, don't they realize this is just part of the show that what we did? If they listen to the other thing that we did, we actually commented on that as well. This was what we posted was a separate segment, the Foolish Five. So I don't know what they expected.
Yeah, that's like somebody telling you, like, you're going to see a fucking circus and expecting like a professor lecturing you or something. You know? We told you were going to see clowns. You know, don't come in here expecting a fucking college course. I mean, we talk about some of the serious things that are going on. In fact, I'll bring up something near the end of the show because I don't want to bring people down, but I also want to. I want to pay honor to somebody out there, but we are bringing you the Foolish Five. We're not going to tell you what it is. We'll just tell you that I'll give you little bits of hints. It is Tiger Woods, Mickey Mouse, and God.
If you pay attention on the back of me, there's some keywords back there for some of our Foolish
Five. Yeah. Mickey Mouse, Tiger Woods, and God starting to ban.
that's the start of a really bad joke.
Oh, it's a bad joke. They're walking to a bar along with the Pope. But we're going to talk about all of that and a couple of other things. We're not going to give you everything. We want to leave something to surprise.
Yes.
But I also want to welcome. Now, we got somebody who's we got two very special people in the studio today. Now, yesterday we had a crowd. It was packed in here. It was hot. People, it was almost standing room up in here. People took Sunday, you know, took advantage of that vacation day they had off the next day to come see us. But people got to go to work tomorrow, so now we down to just two. But Oz, it's two very special people here. First of all, I want to say hello to somebody who's becoming a regular up in this studio. He's like a stray animal that you fed. You can't get his ass out of here. Diego up in here. Yeah.
What up, Diego?
Yeah, gave that motherfucker a piece of pepperoni. He just keep coming back. Yeah, but I like it. Don't. But the guy right here that I have to really always pay honor to when he comes through is the $10,000 man himself, Ezekiel the Freakier. How you doing, Ezekiel?
Ezekiel, what's up? The double toasted God.
Yeah, exactly. He donated a very, very, very large, significant sum of money to this, and I tried to fight it, tried to give it back. He's like, "No, I believe in you."
He came to check up on his investment.
He did. That's why, hey man, we better tap dance for this motherfucker over here. Because he's checking to make sure that we are using his money well, which I think we have, people. Now I've already introduced you to the people in the studio. I want to tell these other folks out here, Oz, if I have, because really, I tell y'all, this is Oz's show. It's not me. I'm just here. But, you know.
Don't believe the hype.
I always have to check with Daddy. You know, that's why it's called What Up, Son. He like Daddy to me. Daddy, may I actually invite the other people onto the show? If you don't mind. And those people that I'm talking about, are you out there who are not in the studio? We hope to see you here one day. Mm-hmm. But if you can't make it, we make it so easy for you to be here in many other ways. For example, pull up a keyboard and type in for us kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show this evening, in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in that person, bam, up in your home talking. You're the only host in the world that do those house calls. On the Instagram at Double Toasted fan page. Sometimes you can catch me on Twitter at Double Toasted. Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Would you like some private time with me? Type it Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm too busy, I'm sure Father Oz can take care of you.
Oh, yes. Contact your father on Facebook. Oz Green JR on Facebook. Also, while you're there, check out the official New York Toasties group. We are official now. And if you want, just talk to your boy on the emails. Hit me up at OzWhatUp@gmail.com. That's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. OzWhatUp@gmail.com.
And all right. People, yeah. People, come on down to the world famous Double Toasted Studios. I mean, it's good to get an email from you, but would like some of that flesh and blood up in here in person. So please email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're gonna come see a show by, I don't know, you're visiting Austin. You're gonna be moving to Austin. You already live here and you didn't tell anybody, you sneaky bastard. Then don't do that. Let us know. Come see a show. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Send me an email. Send me an email. I'm coming at you.
that broken dog.
You ever them dogs that bark like that? Like they ain't really barking. They just making noise.
They just trying to they trying to piss people off. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Like the dog. I don't know. Maybe I've never heard a deaf dog, so maybe they're deaf.
Oh, great! Now we're gonna get emails about, you know, handicapped dogs. We making fun of. Great.
My dog is deaf. Yeah. Okay. Well, shit. Recording for us. Let me hear him. Because it's not like to be trying to make words.
Making noise.
Yeah. They got a cartoon where this dog be trying to tell people about some shit that's going on. Nobody believes me. I'm like. I think that's Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yes, and I don't mind that dog. He's just deaf. Don't mind. Yeah.
Be trying to sign language with paws and shit. I know we done made some people mad. Man, we ain't even 15 minutes of the show already making people mad. I'm sorry. That's what we do around here.
Oh, you got to pay homage to the backbone of the community, my friend.
Oh, I forgot. Y'all know this is still a new show. And we're still kind of getting adjusted right here. I apologize to y'all.
We've been on for mad months. You still use that excuse?
Hey, man, I'm going to use it. I'm going to milk it for whatever it's worth. Let me go ahead and pay my respects to these people. I'm talking about the $10,000 man over here. But, of course, we know that you folks, you make it possible, too. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, as I said, the backbone of this community, this business, this show. I'm talking about the Chatter Tut Tut. How y'all doing?
Yes.
Good. How y'all doing right now? How's it going? Good to have y'all here this evening. I don't see no hashtag fuck Corey, so I guess y'all are nice and rested after your Memorial Day weekend. Ain't nobody bitter this year. Oh, I had to get one.
Oh, well.
Darius, yeah, there he goes. Hashtag fuck Corey. Well,
knew it was coming.
Oh, all right, y'all. All right. Glad to have you here, though. And as I said, for those who are just tuning in, it is the show where we bring you all the foolishness that goes on in the world, and we organize it nice and tidy for you in the top five foolishness. Again, don't come in here talking to us about serious shit. It's foolishness. Understand that word. Yeah, you fool. <That's right.
laughs> Pure unadulterated foolishness.
Pure unadulterated foolishness going
on. Right.
We're going to be bringing the top five up, the top five foolishness in a little bit. But before we do, you know, I got to sit up here and ask my man, how you doing today, sir? What's going on?
I'm better now. Your boy was heated earlier, man. All right, listen, a quick train story. Haven't had one in a while, man.
Uh-oh, the adventures of Oz on the train. Oz on the trains.
There's always some BS going on that MTA. I don't want to get too redundant on it, but this one, you know, it had me. I usually don't get angry on these trains, man, but, you know, this was just silly day. So real quick, son. Listen, people, just be aware of your surroundings on the train, because, you know, you may get put on you, all right, if you don't look around, all right? So check it out. Fool gets up on train, right, and he's getting ready to leave, so he has his book bag. So instead of walking out of the aisle, into the aisle to put on his book bag, no, he decides to swing his book bag around with people sitting around him to put this on his back, right? Yeah, so the thing is coming towards my face, right? So I push it, you know, before, you know, it can hit me in the face.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, so what's your, he turns around, attitude. Oh, so what's your problem? So I had my headphones on low enough so I could understand what's going on and hear people's talking to him, right? So he says that, and I'm like, yo, your bag's about to hit my face. I made sure it didn't, right?
I love that New York style. Your bag was hitting my face. I made sure it didn't.
Exactly, right? So then he starts, if you just say I'm sorry, we'll be good, right? And at that point, his body language clearly looked like, you know, he wasn't going to play himself by trying to say something else or try to beat his chest or something like that. But at the same time, he didn't want to look like a punk. Mm-hmm. So he kind of storms off, mumbling to himself, right? So
you look like a bigger. Like, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt, but you, when you walk off muttering to yourself, you look like a bigger bitch. Just to let you know,
you do. But for him, he thought he was, you know, he was cool. You know, he was kind of packed, and he thought he was, you know, walking off. Oh, I ain't gonna sit under this dude.
Yeah,
and like this. So at that point, I was gonna try to say something really scathing to him. You know what I mean? But then at that point, I just started laughing. I started laughing so hard because, like I said, I had my headphones on.
Okay.
And the song that came on was this.
Oh, Jim. Jim, calm the savage beast.
So I'm listening to Jim, and I started laughing because I'm like... So guess what? So now I'm like, yo, I'm going to beat somebody's ass and Jam is my theme music.
Yeah, you can.
So I beat somebody's ass. So I was like, you know what? It ain't worth it, because what happens now? I say something. He says something. I knock him the hell out. Cops come. I'm in jail. I got to explain to my four people waiting for me at home why I'm sitting here. So,
and the cops look at your phone talking about Jim, really? Your big ass.
Exactly.
People, if you don't know Jim, I wish he had told me this beforehand, because if y'all don't know Jim and the Holograms, you know that was a shitty movie that came out a couple of years ago. But before that, it's based on a cartoon. Y'all know it. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Oh, no.
And you can't be trying to beat nobody's ass playing Jim and the Holograms.
That's why I was laughing my ass off. I said, wow, my theme music is jamming the Holograms.
Yeah.
I'm about to beat somebody up.
Let me see here. Let me see. I might have to pull this down. Let me see if I can find it right here. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, here we go. I got it. Oz going to try to beat somebody's ass. Man, Oz, you can do it, I know, but you can't. This can't be your theme right here. Well, you about to get truly outrageous on his ass.
I'd have punched him and glitter would have came out of my fist and everything.
Yeah, you wouldn't even fight. You were gonna you gonna get up and mean mug this motherfucker, and you gonna start being like. Exactly. Dude would have been looking at you like, what the fuck? You probably would have creeped him out more. You would have been like, what the fuck is going on? You got it, man. You got it. Now, come on back. Come on back.
I was ready.
Oz is his name. You about to fight the Misfits on the track.
We're going to get it too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You probably did. You a tough guy. You could have beat that guy's ass, I'm sure, but you can't be doing it to the Saturday morning cartoon theme for girls.
And that's why I sat my black ass right down. Yeah. And said, I'm going to let this go because yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah, for you had glitter sprouting out your ass trying to fight somebody. Looking truly outrageous trying to fight somebody with
exactly. Oh my gosh, the hair would have turned pink out that eyeshadow and the makeup as a star or something, look like a
oh yeah,
a
yeah,
perverted kiss member.
Yeah, that would have been you, Oz, right here. What you say? Your bag hit my face. Yeah, people, look up Jim if you're listening. Jim and the Holograms.
Yeah,
when you see the very first opening frame, this chick with this this fluorescent pink hair
and a pink dress
and a pink dress and
her picture
and Oz with
glitter and magic.
Oz would have sat his ass down and looked just like that after that fight.
Oh. Trying to fuck with me.
Wise choice, me. My man. Wise choice, sitting your ass down.
Yeah, it would have been. Like I said, it would have been hard to explain to my family. Well, you know, Jim and the Holograms came on. I had to do something because I was amped up.
Yeah, your wife would have been like, "Why you come home dressed in drag right now?"
She'd be like, "Somebody else fuck with you again today, huh?" Because she would already know. Yeah, you see me coming in with that pink hair and my pink makeup on. Oh, man, somebody missed you again. Huh? They should know.
You must be hanging out with Luscious again, huh?
Girl, child, let me tell you.
Yeah, honey, I'm going to beat his ass. But yeah, man, well, I'm glad you're safe and I'm glad you're glitter free.
Yeah, karma hells and sassier heads prevail. So we're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it looked like you could have made the top five foolishness today.
Exactly. I'm the bonus.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of which, ain't nothing I can say can top that. You know, all I did, like I said, was just sit on my ass all day and take notes and play with kittens. So,
you ain't rip off your shirt again and save no more animals. Are you good on that?
No, I didn't. Oh, I guess you heard about that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw the picture. I typed it. Put a shirt on, hippie. What you doing?
Yeah, man, I had to take the shirt off to pick up the cat. And plus, I had to look good while I was doing it. So, exactly. But your boy Martin freaks me the hell out, though. Martin, I can't tell if he was joking or if he was serious. I told him I saved that cat. He's like, you should have left that fucking cat there. I was like, the cat would have died. So? I was like, Jesus. Circle of life. I was like, that's not life. That's death, man.
Yeah. There's no circle there. It's only a straight line of death, man.
Yeah. I know. I said, would you have ran over the cat? He's like, yeah, I probably would have. I was like, all right, even as a joke, man, I'm a little disturbed by you right now. What's that?
I said, this is the man who's going to marry you, huh?
Yeah. I got to reconsider this.
Yeah.
Funny thing is,
till death do you part tonight.
Yeah, he's gonna marry to sacrifice a cat at the end of it. Hell, Satan. So even when I went home, my fiance she said I don't like the way he was talking. She's like, he's Martin. He scared me. So yeah,
she got concerns now.
Yeah, I got concerns. I'm like, this motherfucker needs help, man. You know, was Martin raped by cats when he was younger or something? You know,
between them cats and them turtles, man. I don't know.
Cats and turtles, man. Shit, don't let a cat be dressed like a fucking Ninja Turtle going down the street, Martin. Martin, do a drive by.
Goddamn mind.
Hey, motherfucker.
Loses goddamn mind.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. Martin's a good guy, but he freaked me the fuck out yesterday. Like I ain't never seen that side of Martin. There was one time I saw that side of Martin. Was when we were, I believe him. Like he might say, "Oh, I was playing it up," but he did tell us a story about how he crushed a turtle. And then I said this before. I was driving with him one day. And I'm not bullshitting people. Martin will tell you I'm lying. I'm not lying. Martin saw this squirrel. Now, granted, the squirrel ran across the street in front of the car. And Martin, the squirrel was already gone. And Martin turned the wheel to follow the fucking squirrel, man. He tried to hit the squirrel.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Like, Martin tried to drive up the tree to get the squirrel.
That squirrel owed him some money, man. Yeah. Something.
And the look on Martin's face, he was like, fuck you. I was like, I said, Martin, it's a squirrel, man. He's gone. He's like, I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't have gotten my way.
Martin's like, dangle that motherfucker right there. You're like, squirrel, he owed me like $3. Let me go get him. Let me go get him real quick.
Yeah. Martin act like we went goddamn Compton or something. Yeah.
Look at that nigga right there. Hey.
You even should have seen the squirrel. Squirrel looked at me like, what's wrong with this motherfucker, man?
Control your boy.
Get your boy. Martin tried to drive up a tree. Crash that fucking squirrel's nest like the Terminator, man. I've never.
He needed that.
What's that?
He needed that $3 back.
Yeah, shit. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut. You gonna get these nuts, motherfucker? I've never seen Martin that crazy except around animals, and he weirds me out now. Like I think he's that kid that like he says how he crushed the turtle. I think he used to sacrifice and torture small animals when he was a kid.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Have you been to his basement before?
No, it ain't gonna go. And thing is, in Texas, we don't have basements. But I think Martin got one.
I'm about to still say, have you? But have you been to his basement? Don't matter if you got one or not.
Shit, Martin got a 50 Shades of Grey sex dungeon going on. That fucking squirrel is chained up against the wall.
Help me! Please help me!
I don't know, man.
That turtle.
What's that?
He got that turtle with that gag ball around his mouth and everything.
Yeah. Shit, Martin dressed like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction. Coming in the room. Shit. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, y'all. I'm just saying.
Listen, Martin ain't going to get me. I'm cool.
Shit, just don't. You know, for a cat daddy, he don't like cats. Nah.
That's why it's ironic. The name is ironic.
Yeah. I see why you used to hate that name back in the day, because he probably wanted to kill himself. So, yeah, but there, people, I'm just telling you, y'all think Martin is this really sweet guy. He is, but don't catch him around no animals. He turns into another person. I'm just letting you know. He turns into a fucking killer.
Don't walk your pet turtle or walk your pet squirrel around. That's it. That's the moral of the story.
If you are dressed up like a squirrel, stay the fuck out of his way.
If you eat nuts like a squirrel,
if it's Halloween, you decide to be squirrel man, get the fuck out of the way. You guys gonna be out in the street like the mother's dead squirrels, just flat. So, yeah, people. Well, hey, tell you about the foolishness that is the New York subway system. Tell you about the foolishness that is the psychotic Martin Thomas. And now let's go ahead and get into the top five foolishness again with the show just starting. Our coming back by popular demand. We were going to get rid of this, but you asked for it, and we are here. We still have not been able to make any graphics like we have wanted to, but we are working on that. But that does not stop the foolishness from arriving. So I don't know if you want to get into it now, Oz. Anything else that we need to cover?
No, I think we're good. I just want to say, and just because it's not in our Foolish Five doesn't mean it's not foolish.
Doesn't mean it's not foolish. So, hey.
What do you think?
I like that. I like that, man.
Is that good? All right, there you go.
And there's so much foolishness going on. We have like a quick bonus foolishness going on today. But we'll get to that when we get to it. It's a surprise piece of foolishness for you, Mr. Green. But with that said, let's go ahead and start out with number five. We have fresh foolishness in today. and don't mean to like really harp on my man because he's having a hard time. But let me see here. Let me move you over, Oz, so I can go ahead and get to my man. And y'all know who he is. This guy, one time, he had it all, and people say now he's fucking up. Of course, we are talking about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods. They say Tiger Woods was the he was arrested on Jupiter for a DUI charge.
Word?
Yeah, I'm looking at this this headline here. Somebody texted me this today, and he took a picture of it because it says on there, it says, breaking, Tiger Woods arrested in Jupiter on DUI charge. I was like, well, shit, he looks high enough to be on Jupiter, but fuck. There are articles out there that are talking bad about my man right now, talking bad about him. It's one thing to go and criticize somebody for doing something irresponsible, which he did. Tiger Woods was, he was arrested for a DUI.
Yep.
Yesterday morning, they say early Saturday morning or Sunday morning, and this was, in Florida, where they haven't given the details yet. They're not even saying if it's alcohol or if it's drugs. I know that some of the details about him where he was on painkillers, but they're not really saying yet. The thing is, they're saying that, yeah, he fucked up and he got caught, and he's gonna spend one night in the county.
World-famous golfer Tiger Woods has been charged with DUI in Florida. Police in Jupiter arrested him Monday morning and released him several hours later.
People are like, really? Jupiter? For real? I thought that was a joke.
That's the best part of the story right
there. That motherfucker got so high, he went to space. No,
yeah,
he
didn't. Forget about Tiger Woods. He was on Jupiter?
Yeah. Shit, what drug is that? I want that. But the deal is that he has the Jupiter estate. That's what he called his mansion or his home, the place where he resides. Now, he ain't on the planet.
It's unclear whether Woods was driving under the influence of drugs and or alcohol. Chelsea Tadaro is a reporter for the Palm Beach Post. She's on the phone with us from West Palm. So, Chelsea, what more do we know about Tiger's arrest?
Well, right now we know that he was arrested around 3 a.m. He was booked into the Palm Beach County Jail around 7 this morning, and he was just released around 11.
Is this a 15-year-old girl report from him? He was just released around 11.
It's Danielle. That's what he did.
Yeah. And I don't know what he does. I think he's like a football player or something. I don't know. All I know is he's really old, and he was high, or he was drunk. You know, shit my mom does. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck is this reporting for them? Is this a high school newspaper? Because that was CBSN that reported on that. Yeah. Got to give them credit for that. And here's the thing. So looking at him, Tiger Woods has had a bad time. In fact, when I'm looking at that face right there, which kind of face is that, Oz, that you're looking at? You tell me, is that the damn I done fucked up again face, or is that, man, I'm so fucked up, just take me to my cell right now. Just want to go to sleep.
I'd like to say that's number two there, Alex, for the win. He's done. He has the I'm fucked up, I don't give a fuck look on his face. You know what I mean? But listen, here's the deal with this guy. It's a case where it's always been a case for him where people thought of him, and even I've thought of him as well, as the new OJ. Right. When he kind of just gave up on the community, the black community, and kind of embraced the new people that was surrounding him. So I guess he thought he was so untouchable that nothing could happen to him. Right. But then he goes and plays himself, gets knocked down a peg, but still thinks he's where he thought he was. And now, you know, he gets booked. And guess what classification they put him in under? Ethnicity?
Black.
Not Chinese or Asian, whatever he is. It was straight Negro.
It was, yeah. In fact, they wrote on that black ass.
Exactly.
Woods. Yeah, yeah. Shit, sitting up there, look at it. He's like, yeah, just take myself and get my bologna sandwich for breakfast. I'm fucked up right now. Yeah, I'm
looking stuck. Somebody catch that pink elephant.
I know a lot of people hate on Tiger Woods, and I've never been one to really hate on him. He's fucked up, but he's... I don't know what his story is. I know that he's done a lot of things on the DL, and what caught people off guard is that they were like, he looked so innocent. He looked so sweet. How could he do that? And they didn't know the whole time this Negro was creeping. You know?
Oh, yeah.
He's had a problem with substance abuse. I mean, with painkillers. It was 2009 when it all started, when he hit that fire hydrant and all them escort phone numbers flew out the car. You know? And everybody was all of a sudden shocked, and they not only learned that he was unfaithful to his wife, who I don't even get that because she's fine as hell, this girl right here, Ellen Nordegren, who's a Swedish model, I believe, but they found out that he was addicted to all kind of escorts, picking them up, and back in 2014, he was on painkillers for back surgery. That's the last time he had back surgery, so it's happened again. Yeah. So now all these people are talking about how, all right, you know what? We know he's a fuck up, and now that that one thing or two things or three things have been revealed, people are just waiting to kick him in his gut while he's down.
Yeah, it's the three strike rule, right? You know, and he definitely got his third strike, and everybody's counting him way out. You know, and it's a case where I think everything just got to him because he wants to get back to where he was. You know, the pinnacle of his sport. You know, being a Michael Jordan of golf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is far off his reach since that that accident he had. And then public scrutiny came and screwed him up, you know. So a lot of things got into his head, and the only way he can medicate himself is to self-medicate himself with all these painkillers, alcohol, and stuff like that. So I feel bad for the dude, but at the same time, as we all like to say, he put a quarter in his ass and he played him.
When he tried to come out with that apology, too, because he came out crying and shit and was trying to tell everybody, you know, I'm sorry. You know, doing that old shit like, I'm sorry, I disappointed you, my wife, the community. And being like, oh, man.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yo.
Every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you simply, and
fuck all y'all is what I would have said.
That'd be great.
I wish somebody would have caught me doing some shit. I would not be up there crying and apologizing. I might say I'm sorry, but you can kiss my black ass. Ain't none of your fucking business.
Exactly. I love those, man. Those are like the Dead Man Walking tour right there, man. You know, that speech, that's the Dead Man speech right there.
Oh, yeah. That's that. He got that trembling in his voice like, yeah, I fucked up and it's all over.
Right. Exactly. I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
No, you're not.
I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish. People want to know
how many hoes you fuck. No, man, you know, I really feel bad for the guy because my father played golf when he was alive. He was a big golfer.
And he had mad hoes too. Sorry.
Yeah, he did. But he went up there apologizing. I ain't sorry for shit. Yeah, I fucked them. I hope they burn in hell.
He had no cell phones, so he was lucky.
Oh yeah, no, it was easy to creep back in the day, you know. But today, like I said, you hit a fire hydrant, and all these fucking numbers come popping out, man. And he's even trying to get back together. As I said, he was trying to get back together with his girl back in March, is what I heard. But judging by what he did and looking at his face, that does not look like a man who's trying to get back together with shit right now. So.
Nah, he's trying to get back in that bottle. That's what he's trying to do.
Like he's a drunk genie.
As soon as I get back from Jupiter, leave you, baby.
But here's the thing about Tiger Woods, man. It's sad because I remember Tiger Woods. Like I said, when I was growing up, I do remember Tiger Woods when he was a kid. I had to look back and say, oh, I remember, because I used to watch all these old shows that came on. This was not one of them, but this is a show where they had a two-year-old Tiger Woods. And everybody says, man, who would have known that that little guy would have messed up like he is today?
So right now, I'd like you to meet Tiger Woods and his father, Earl Woods.
I knew he was going to fuck up. Look at that walk he's doing.
He comes out looking like Gary Coleman.
He's out there walking like a fiend. Look at this.
Where the hoes at? Yeah.
He already knew.
Let me ask you something, man. This is a little off subject right here, but why are they playing this fucking wacky music for this kid?
That's the 70s, man. That is the 70s. That's the wacky.
That's music that you play for a cartoon hobo.
There you go.
Oh, see. bringing him out to this shit.
Tiger Woods.
That's why he walking so funny and shit, because they playing that crazy ass music. He walking like Howard the Duck, looking like he didn't wipe his ass.
I just shit on myself.
But you know, people looking at that and they're like, wow, man, it's hard to believe that kid would have grown up to be the guy that's having all these problems. He was so cute back then, 2 years old at that time, man. Yeah, and already on shows, because he was considered to be, at 2 years old, a golf prodigy, man. This is it is sad when you look back on this. And for those who know, yeah, you can see he had a hell of a swing back then too.
Yeah, already.
Yeah, already. Shit. I mean, the guy was about as great as some grown man at that point. He was 2 years old. Tiger Woods is someone, as Oz was saying, there's a lot of people, because he's famous, because he's rich, a lot of people just have it in for him. As you were talking about, the black community don't like him. You know, the Asian community, they really don't like his ass. Like,
nope.
Yeah, you tainted. You know?
Yeah.
And even golfers out there, I mean, I'm just going to go on a limb and say that a lot of people who are into golf, they've been waiting on this day, because there's a lot of envy that's going on. This is him from a show called That's Incredible. 5 years old, already looking like he is better than 50-year-old man who's been in the game for a long time, already on his way to a professional career.
On the tee, we have the 9 o'clock starting group, the youngest contestant ever. He's 5 years old, Eldrick Tiger Woods.
Looking at like this motherfucker right
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Goddamn,
you gotta clap because the camera's on.
Yeah, this motherfucker should be a caddy or a lawn jockey. You don't need to be playing golf right now. They looking at him with envy.
On a golf course, Tiger has the kind of poise and confidence that would be the envy of most golfers 10 times his age. His knowledge of the game is truly amazing. Tiger.
Why is he wearing Muppet socks for sleeves? But, you know, it's sad, man. It's very sad that this happened for him. And a lot of people, I'm not one of those people who look at him and wish ill for whatever people think he deserves. I'm not one of those people, man. And a lot of people are writing articles right now. Mm-hmm. Talking about how this is going to be the downfall of a hero, how like he's dead now, like he overdosed or something.
Exactly, people gotta understand, man. People can't take this so hard. Like, it's their life. He did this to himself. You know, he hurt, you know, the people that he loved himself. You know, emotionally more so than physically. You know what I mean? And it's a case where people just gotta let him do what he has to do to take care of himself and stop being so invested in something they have nothing to do with.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem.
Here's the deal, y'all. And I'll close with this. Everybody messes up in their life. It's a different thing, I know, when a public figure messes up, but we're all guilty of something. None of us are perfect. While the guy probably has a lot to, he has a lot to apologize for. He has a lot to come to terms with. We're making jokes, but it's a dude that's down right now. The dude is he's got a substance abuse problem. There's certain things going on. Yeah, he deceived his family, but as I said, man, everybody deserves a chance to be better. And I don't think it's bad, no matter what he's done, shot murder or something, to just wish gleefully bad on him. I think he'll be back. You know,
the media just gotta take their foot out of his ass. That's all.
Yeah,
and let him walk right for once.
Yeah, he's looking like, yeah, ain't nothing but a thing. Young kid, my ass.
Walk it off, brother. Walk it off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. Kiss the Asian cheek and the black cheek. Fuck all y'all. Nas number five right there. Going on, let me see here. Moving on to number four. And this this is something that I can't even begin to understand. Usually when school is about to be out, you get awards for best pupil, funniest in class, you know, best dressed, most popular. One teacher said, yeah, you know, that shit's played out now. I want to do a little something different. How about I give categories out for most likely to become a terrorist?
It's a story that begs one very simple question. What were they thinking? Channel View ISD teachers are being disciplined after naming a student, quote, most likely to become a terrorist. Good afternoon. I'm Len Cannon.
And I'm Mia Grady. It happened during an award ceremony and was supposed to be a joke, but neither the student's family nor the district find it funny at all. Jason Miles is live from East Harris County with this story. Jason?
Well, those awards were given out here at Aguirre Junior High on...
Boy, Jason been waiting to do this shit all day. Jason been practicing in front of the mirror right now.
Yeah, he was ready.
Of course, just the day after an actual terrorist attack in the UK.
You know.
Certificates are meant to recognize achievements, but this one gets a failing grade.
Most likely to become a terrorist.
Seventh grader Lizeth Villanueva got it during a mock award ceremony this week at Anthony Aguirre Junior High.
They just found it as a joke.
She says the teacher who signed it handed out certificates to a number of students while other teachers watched and laughed.
She said that some people might get offended, but she doesn't really care about our feelings.
Wow.
In other words, yeah, tell her, tell him, I don't care, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck your thoughts, I'm God.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you. You little Muslim. I'm Hispanic. You know, what's funny about this, Oz, is that... I don't even think she's mad. I think she's just kind of confused.
Oh, yes. She is confused out of her mind. She's like, why the hell am I getting this? Why do you give this to Salik?
Yeah, she's talking. She's like, yeah, they gave me this and laughed at me. I'm like, well, what the fuck does this mean? It's funny, too, because this teacher is calling this little girl a terrorist. Meanwhile, the only thing bombing is her joke. Because this shit right here is... What is the joke? What's the punchline with this?
Yeah, what is the ta-da? You know, I'm looking for the ta-da. But this is just a case of stupidity. Thinking like, wow, we're going to be cool and edgy and, you know, buck the normal. We're going to be edgy. The kids are going to love it. No, stupid, they won't. You know what I mean? Because kids today, they're more hypersensitive about race, you know, culture, you know, than ever before. So shit like this was doomed from the start.
Oh,
you
yeah. Know, they just had the bombing in Manchester, in England. So, yeah. And meanwhile, like you said, yeah, the teacher's like, ta-da! And she's like, so what? The fuck does this mean? Let me tell you why this teacher needs to go. Because two things happen with this teacher right here, with these kids. One, she hates her job. And she hates, she really hates these fucking kids, man. That's why she told him. She's like, tell him I don't give a fuck. You know, she does not need to be a teacher because she's in it just for the check. And she's in it for also, number two, to test her material. She wants to be a comedian so bad. This, you know, this is a woman who combined her hatred of these children and her job with this whole love of wanting to be a comedian that she tried to put them in two, and she just decided one day, you know, I'm just going to roast these kids.
I'm going to put these kids on a spigot and just roast them all, and it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm gonna nobody do some be none the wiser. Nah.
Nah, I'm going to do some Comedy Central shit right now.
But see, that's the stupid part. See, people understand this race and gender issue is a hot topic, man. You know, and it will be for a very long time, man. And everybody isn't ready to be, you know, everybody's not ready to be called out on it, man. Well, you know, even if it's slightly, but people are ready, you know, even if it's, you know, overtly racist or whatever, or even on the cusp of it, you know, people are ready to call their local news, call their mayors to expose whoever. So it's going to be a sensitive thing. So whatever you say, people are going to jack you for it, man. And, you know, a lot of people think they're untouchable, just like this chick did. You know, she thought she was untouchable.
Like I said, I don't even think it was her trying to be racist or anything. I think she really was trying to be funny because that was not the only girl that got it in the class. If I'm looking at the story right, other people, they got their certificates too. There was another girl in there. She got a certificate. Little black girl said, most likely to blend in with white people. And if you notice, she's got the same confused ass look on her face, like, what the fuck does this mean? Is this a joke? Because I'm not laughing right now. I'm not mad. I just don't know what the fucking punchline is.
She's a Dave Chappelle of that school, huh? That's what she's doing.
Yeah. There is a comedy club right down the street for you to do your amateur hour at. You do not need to be doing this in the classroom. And if you take it to the club, when you do bomb, you're not going to lose your job. So you don't want to bring this shit to the classroom trying your material out on these kids. I feel like... I like the way these kids... What's that?
Yeah, kids looking. I just want to see the other one that says "We'll die from AIDS."
Yeah, yeah.
or soon to be shot by the police.
Yeah.
Where are those at? I want to see that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Most likely be picked up by Border Patrol, but I am Indian. I'm legal. You don't get it. It's a joke. Uh-huh. I don't. No, I don't. Yeah, people. You know, I don't know shit. Maybe she had something that we don't know. You know, but it's always the quiet ones you gotta look out for. Shit, she look a little shifty herself anyway. And, you know, I don't know shit. How is she in chemistry class? Has she blown up the classroom once or twice? You know, I don't know. Maybe
she knows the signs. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she's seen something that we don't. You know, she spends more time with this girl than we do. Hell, she look kind of crazy right there anyway. But you
know. This story shifted.
No, yeah, real quick. Maybe she has a point. And you know, that black girl would blend well with white people. She looks well spoken.
Now that you read it out loud, it makes sense.
Doesn't sound so bad. Yeah. Most likely to be a bedridden fat fuck. You. Yes. I'm just big boned.
These certificates are too real, son.
Yeah, yeah. Teacher needs to be fired because that is a teacher who does not give a shit about our class.
That's what you need to write on her pink slip. Most likely to get fired for fucked up shit.
Yeah, I should just bring a certificate for her. Most likely to get your ass beat by my mama. Most likely to be in the unemployment line next week.
Exactly.
Most likely to be a bitch. So anyway, that is number four right there.
Number four. Oh Lord.
Boy, I don't understand. Right when you think shit couldn't get any dumber, man. It does. But moving on.
Of course it does.
Moving on to number three. Number three. This one's a little bit tragic right here. Number three. Yeah. The headline here, and I want y'all to notice this. I don't mean to come in and make humor out of this situation because somebody died and somebody actually went to court because of possible manslaughter or murder. Mm-hmm. And the headline right here is Margate man found not guilty in oral sex murder trial. Now you're probably saying, so what happened with that? Well, it's just like the headline said, a chick tried to go down on the guy and got choked on his dick and died.
Got choked out. Crazy.
Yeah, and the dude had to go to court for it. Let me go ahead and play this video for you right here. And the other thing, the man is 65 years old.
Right now on NBC6 News at 5 o'clock, the verdict is in a very bizarre case in which a man claimed that his girlfriend died during a sex act.
The jury found that man not guilty. Good evening, I'm Jackie Nesbro.
And I'm Jawan Strader.
You goddamn right he's not guilty. Who ever plans on committing murder by killing a chick with a blowjob?
Yo, I see this story and I'm like, man, I feel bad. But, you know, for better or for worse, his legacy is solidified.
You know
I mean? They're going to be telling tales of how this man was doing all types of things from years from now. They're going to be talking about, expand upon his story, talking about, yeah, this was a man who pulled his penis from a sword and was beheading people with it. And it's going to be crazy, son.
Oh, yeah.
It's going
to
be crazy.
I hate to say it. I don't want to be, again, I'm really not trying to do this, but let's be honest with each other. A woman died in this situation. I feel bad about it. I know this guy feel bad. He feels horrible about it. But you know, there's just a little bit of pride with that shit. just a little bit.
Yeah, tad of smugness going on. Talking about, yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm 65 years old and my shit works so well that it's killing people right now. I mean, the only really bad thing to come from this is that, you know, ain't no woman gonna want to fuck you ever again. No, that shit kills people. I ain't getting down on that. But yeah,
it comes with a warning sign, a warning label, and everything. Yeah, you gotta put a warning label on that.
And I'm sorry, but damn. Yes. I mean, and women are gonna be. I know you probably don't like what we're saying. I really am sorry about that. But every guy out there, like, damn, well, shit, if that don't say nothing about your junk, then I don't know what does. And I'm going to tell you, no, of course. I don't even know why this shit went to court. Ain't nobody ever said, I'm going to kill somebody with my dick. Ain't nobody ever said that at all. How'd you kill him, man? I stabbed her mouth about 100 times.
I mean, people say that metaphorically, of course. I don't think he meant it literally.
No. I mean, you know, it's a bittersweet thing. Yeah, you don't have to go to jail, but, you know, somebody died. It is tragic. Maybe she should cut his dick off and send that to prison.
Yeah, that's that part.
Yeah, dress up in a little, like, black and white pinstripe suit. Put a little
Make license plates.
Oh, that is number three. Let's go ahead and get to number two. Mm. Now, with this one right here, I don't know how I feel about this. It says it all for itself. Twerking Mickey. Y'all talking about Mickey Mouse is twerking, and my answer is, of course he was, because somebody had to show Minnie how to do it. Minnie ain't feeling it, man. Nah, Mickey put his ass into it. Look at this. You know, Mickey was like, he looked at Minnie doing this and he was like, God damn it, you want some dog? Bring your dog yourself, shit.
Out of the way, Mickey.
Move,
bitch, I'll do it myself, shit.
Do it my goddamn self.
We don't get this money from this goddamn kid's party. Fuck it.
And got ass on him, too.
Exactly.
Diego, he died on that. I just
hate the fact that it had to be at a black person's party. Why? Why are all these clips at a black person's party?
Man, because black people do this shit. I hate to say it, and the shit is almost illegal. Because it's one thing to have Mickey Mouse twerking, but to have him put his ass up in the kid's face, look at this.
Why?
These kids are like, even the kids know, they're like, this is so fucking wrong. One of them kids trying to retreat back up into that fucking bouncy castle. Look at this.
Hey, I'm not going out there for this.
I like the way that one kid just crawled back up in there. He like, nope, not today, nope.
Yeah, you Mickey's ain't gonna stop. Is...
And Mickey's like, yeah, I held that motherfucker down.
He's like, nope, Mickey's ass is not going to engulf me today. Not today. I'm just happy they didn't say Goofy or Donald, because then it would have been a problem.
Oh, yeah. No, this shit, this is illegal. It has to be. This mouse had his ass all up in these kids' faces. That kid is just like, what, that little girl, I just want my mama. Yeah, little girl sitting right there. This is so. She's like, this is so fucking wrong. I just want my mom to take me home.
Where is the cease and desist letter from Disney? What is going on? Yeah. Why are they letting all this stuff happen like this?
Shit,
man?
Cease and desist letter from Disney. This? Chris Hansen should be walking out right now. Hey, Mickey, with the letter in his hand. What? I'm just trying to earn some money. Yeah. Come on over here. You think these kids are 22? I don't know.
Get your ass over here.
Yeah, get over here. I thought it was a freaknik. I didn't know.
I was just looking for some change on the floor. Yeah, okay. Let's go. Okay, Mickey Mouse twerking. So what is the world coming to?
I don't know what the fuck is happening. Mickey Mouse, you mean these are kids? I thought this was a bachelorette party. What?
Mickey Mouse need that certificate, most likely to be a terrorist, because that's what's going on right here.
Yeah. Where is that certificate? Most likely to be in a Mickey Mouse costume dancing at a black party.
Going all the way in, son. Oh, my God.
You got toddlers walking around this shit. What the fuck, man? Look at this little boy.
Oh, man.
Scarring these kids. Every time they see Mickey, they're going to get a heart on.
I love my people, but God damn, why y'all always have to go all the way out there for something, man? Why?
Why? And they all got because... You making me mad because I'm looking at Mickey. I'm like, shit, that's kind of hot.
Messing up Mickey for these kids, man. He couldn't just come and hand out gifts and just chill. Nah, he had to perform and shit.
No, he had to go out there and shake his ass and kind of hot. Shit, I'm a little turned on myself.
Have a Mickey and Minnie sandwich. That'd be great.
And the funny thing about it is, I find that hotter than Minnie.
Yeah, Minnie look a little stiff over there.
You see the way she got to adjust herself and shit? Fuck, yeah. I think I got it. Shit, many dancing like she got hemorrhoids.
We gotta take her off that duty because that's not cool.
Look at that one hand up. Wait a minute, hold on. Oh, I was about to go off now. Hold on. This people, my people, boy. Yeah. You know what?
I'm just wondering, is that like an extra? Is that, you know, because when you get these parties and you have these people come to your place and do these different things, you check off these boxes. Like, you want them to deliver balloons? Check. You want them to hand out the cake? Check. You want them to twerk? Check. Is that a
double check?
A check for that? Did they pay extra for this? The extra twerk feature? That's what I wanted, though.
And somebody daddy back there looking at it like, yeah, go on, man. Go on. I mean, into it, hugging the table.
leaving it all on the floor, leaving it all on the table.
Boy, my people, man, my people. I ain't gonna lie to you. Walt Disney came back from the dead today and said, ain't no Negroes allowed in my park ever again. I'd be like, I can't argue with you on that.
Well, that's all you gotta say is, well.
Y'all done took my fucking mouse and turned them out. Now you... It's the horniest place on earth. These kids all up in this mouse's ass, man. Look at, oh my lord!
All them future doctors looking at this rectal exam right now.
Yeah, go deep. Let me know what you find. There's some candy in there for you, if you want. My people, boy, y'all got to stop this shit.
This is just a little bit.
You know, it's some shit that I just, you know, if white people said something about this shit again, I'd be like, I don't have a defense.
I guess all you say is, well, stop right there. That says it all. That says everything.
Yeah. Well, shit. I don't know, man. What can I say? You know, hey, if you can't beat them, join them. Look at me, yeah. Who's with me?
Mickey got his money's worth that day.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Oh my!
Number two, goddammit.
Number two. And if I didn't think my people couldn't get any worse.
They gonna let you down. They gonna make it even more worse.
Oh, we gonna say, ain't nothing like that black foolishness from the motherland.
Oh yeah,
people. I'm not a religious man, and after looking at this, I'm not ever going to be a religious man. This shit don't even make any goddamn sense. There's a...
I'm sorry. This is going to be stupid. Sorry.
It's sad, but there's some things I look at and I forgive a lot. I say, you know, these people, they're just ignorant. You know, they don't know any better. You know, forgive them. They don't know. But there's some shit I look at. I'm like, you know what? You deserve every goddamn thing you get for being stupid. If you get ripped off, if you get everything taken from you, you deserve it for believing something like this. A man in Africa got on the phone and told his congregation, his preacher, said, "Hey, hold on, I got God on the phone. Who needs something?"
Is this heaven?
Yes!
Is it heaven?
Yes!
Like heaven's a call center now. You know?
Which, put people on hold and shit.
Yeah. Which, you know, if heaven did have a call center, the shit would be in India anyway. All right, Lord, this is Jacob, man.
You know?
Is this actually call up heaven like it's Apple or something? Is this heaven?
I have a woman here.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about her? should ask her, who is Sibo? Sibo. Who is Sibo? Oh.
Like, why would God want to talk to that ignorant motherfucker? Sibo. Sibo.
Sibo.
Sibo.
And that's my thing about this, right? That's why religion always going to get the side eye, son, because shit like this, you know, for the people who actually need religion and its teachings to become better people, you know, this kind of stuff screws them up, you know, because their religious leaders are fucked. Talking about they got Jesus on the line and shit.
Not Jesus. I got heaven and God on the phone.
Papa God, what else, Papa God?
God wouldn't even understand this motherfucker. Motherfucker, take the bubble gum out your mouth. Take the nuts out your mouth.
He called him Papa God.
Papa God.
Papa God.
God is telling me to ask you, why is it he's showing me a heart?
I want to know what's next. If he's like, yo, I met the Virgin Mary on Tinder. You want to come meet her?
Shit, I got Jesus' Facebook page.
Yeah, right. I'm like all his shit.
Yeah. Hey, where your daddy at, bro?
He says we should pray for your children, two of them. He is saying the other one is epileptic, the other one is asthmatic.
And both of them stupid. You know, growing up in his house.
Just like you. You believe it or not, you agree with me that this is very hurtful for a lot of people, man. Because they do this here as well, these mega churches and the churches that do that whole healing prayer type thing, running up and down the aisle, throwing prayers at people, healings at people, and people get knocked out and shit.
Yeah, and you know, you're saying I should have sympathy for these people, but it just gets to a point. Some shit is so dumb, I just can't. I can't do it. It's just some shit you got to help yourself with. You got to have just a shred of common sense in your ass a little bit. Because I don't even know where to start, because every question that I have is an obvious question. This is the dumbest thing that I've seen. The fact that the reason why I can't have any sympathy, the fact that not one person in this congregation is saying, what the fuck?
Let me see that phone, son.
Yeah. You know, not one person is asking the obvious questions right here, because I it sounds so stupid. I feel dumb asking this, but how the fuck did you get God's number?
That's the first question.
It's how you gonna get some shit that the Pope don't even have. The Pope want to talk to God. The Pope got to do it the old fashioned way, like the rest of us earthbound people. He got to get on his knees and hope that it reaches God. Somehow this fool went to a bar, saw God having a drink, and said, yo, man, let's hook up. Hey, give me a number.
Some reason he got a cheat code to speak to God. I'm confused about that.
Yeah. How does your pimp suit wearing, crumb snatching, ass you need, motherfucker? So how do you get God's number?
Yeah.
I don't understand this shit.
And how did he know that he was going to answer?
Furthermore, on a knockoff Android phone with prepaid minutes, how the hell you going to reach God like that, man? And I would like for somebody just go and snatch the phone and be like, let me talk to that motherfucker, and realize that, you know, ain't nobody on the phone. But this dude, But this dude already have somebody on the phone. He have his buddy on the phone. And when they and these dumb motherfuckers out in the crowd, they be like, is this God? And that guy be like, yeah, sure, man. It's God. What's up? What you need?
What you got, baby? What you need?
It's God, man.
Yeah, because what's happening on the other line, they have the person feeding him the information on this woman. So as he's giving her clues of, you know, what he's learning from her, she's like, oh, my God, that must be God. That's the only person that would know and all this nonsense. So like you said, man, it's hard to feel sympathy for something so trivial and so blatantly wrong, you know what I mean? But at the same time, people like that are looking for anything to be connected with somebody they lost or get over some sort of grief they're in, you know what I mean?
I don't give a fuck. All these people looking at this like everybody looking like he got God on the phone. You stupid fucks. I am so sorry. I wish I could feel for you. But if you lose your money to this man so he can buy another fucking cheap suit, then so be it. You need to have your money released from you because you ain't going to do nothing with it. Everybody looking like, oh, yeah, it's God. He's talking to God.
You're going to get some more minutes for that prepaid phone.
Yeah. The thing is, man, like you said, I remember when scams used to take some work. You were talking about how this is a woman on the phone feeding him. Back in the day, somebody would have to have somebody backstage. You'd have to go through a whole act. You'd have to have somebody play a role. Today, it don't even take work anymore. Today, it just needs to be a Negro on a phone talking about, I'm talking to God.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, I wish my people well, but these people are some stupid motherfuckers, man. I'm glad I never heard of this. I'm glad I never thought of this, because a few years ago, had I known it would have been that easy to get on the phone and tell a bunch of Africans, hey, I'm talking to God. Oh, really? You know, I would have been like, hey, I probably would have done it too.
You'd have been out there too.
There is no hope for you. If you believe this, it's done.
It is, yeah. It's,
If you believe this shit, then it is done. Your life is finished. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, because this is the easiest fucking scam that anybody can pull. Hey.
Yeah, just give them all your money at this point, because there's no turning back now. Yeah. If you have an inkling that this is any semi-type of real, just give up your money, your deed, your house, your deed, your wife, whatever. Just give it all to him because it's a wrap.
Hey, Oz, hold on. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I got God on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Tell him he owe me $5. Yeah. You got that $5 for me.
I'm sorry, people. I can't do it anymore. I don't. Shit.
I'm done.
Shit, between the God.
Foolish Five is taking him out.
Yeah. Shit, between God being on the phone and this shit right here. There is no God. God ain't on that phone because God would never let this shit happen right here. You see, he thumps up in it too. Yeah. Put his feet in.
The greatest time of his life. part of the Mickey package.
Oh, I'm earning that $10. Yeah. Rock on, rock on, rock on. Oh, no, people. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway.
And that was your top, your foolish five for the week. Foolish.
Oh, you know what? Just a man.
Oh, you got a bonus.
I got hit with the black foolishness pretty hard. I got just at least cleanse my palate with a little bit of white foolishness up in here, if you don't mind.
Oh, let's get it.
You know, everybody's stupid, y'all. So I'm just trying to be equal opportunity right here. A bonus piece of foolishness is real quick. Mom locked kids in trunk while she shopped at Walmart.
not even in the backseat, in the trunk.
You know, cheap. Well, they gonna get away. You know, and people gonna see them in the back seat. She needed for them to be some. And they also, I don't know how she planned on this working, because when they got in the trunk, they were all like, "Help!"
Oh my god! It was like an SUV / trunk space. Or was the actual trunk where you close and go, that's it?
This is CBS News. A 39-year-old Utah woman has been arrested after she allegedly locked her two young children in her car's trunk while she went inside a Walmart store to shop. Riverdale police say witnesses heard the children ages 2 and 5 making noise. Yeah, they were saying, get me out this motherfucker!
Oh, shit, really?
got the older child to pull the emergency latch. So there was some, there was already something in there for them to break free. And yeah. then they called 911. Several good Samaritans observed this and came to the aid of the children. Police Lieutenant Casey Warren told Desert News in Utah. Toya Lee Castillo, that's her, remains jailed on suspicion of child abuse after being arrested Thursday evening when she returned to the car. Damn, look at her picture. She's like, shit, I have more shopping to do.
That little bastard sold me out. Yeah.
So I was buying them shit. Warren says the child welfare was contacted and the children were turned over to a responsible party. And this is this is very sad. I mean, if this has been in
this is some, I hate this woman.
If this had been Target, I would understand, but Walmart no.
This is some bullshit. I hate that. You know what I mean? You couldn't bring the little bastards in with you? You had to put them in the trunk? And what'd you tell them? There's this Disneyland in the back seat? There's Narnia and shit in the trunk? I mean, I ain't trying to be funny, but come on, man.
Oh, man. You think she had to coax them in there? Nah, she picked them little kids up and threw their heads back there. Shit, mama got shopping to do. No, what? Mama got. Don't worry, I'll get your Snickers bar.
Shit, man. Well, this story negates the God one and the twerking one. So, this bitch wins.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, between twerking many and God, them people kind of hurting themselves. But, you know, you took two innocent kids and decided to go shopping at Walmart of all places.
Yeah, man. Fuck this lady hard.
You are
I'm not down with that.
I'm sorry. I don't look down on people, but you are some pure D trash. If you got to shop at Walmart that urgently. You know that you got to lock your kids in the trunk.
Walmart aside, you putting two children in the trunk? Come on, man. That pissed me off, man. Yeah. I'm not down with that. Yeah. I'm down with I love the children, man. And to do that to innocent life, man, that's traumatizing, man. That's some shit they ain't gonna, forget. You know what I mean? Some sort of Pavlov shit. When they go to Walmart, they're gonna immediately climb in the trunk or some shit. You know what I mean?
Damn, Oz is upset by this. Oz is mad. Oz is a father. Yeah. He don't like that.
No, not at all. That's not cool.
Oz says, I usually put him in the truck when I go to GameStop. The Walmart? No, not that. Oh, well, there it is.
Right in her chins.
Oh, people, there it is. The top five foolishness right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, let's see what questions we have this week. Where emails? If we have any. You know, let's see. I will move over to where my gamels be at.
Yes, sir. And apologies again, folks, for my microphone. Hopefully it's sounding okay.
No, it's sounding right. Whatever you did, keep doing it because it sounds perfect right now.
Excellent.
And let's see here. We're going to get into some emails right now. Damn, the chat is, man, that piece of shit.
Yes, they should be. That's some bullshit, man. I'm not down with it. I hate that stuff.
Let me see. You know, let me see what we got
right
here.
That kid, them kids that asked to be here, your crusty twat pushed them out, man. They ain't want to be here.
Well, they didn't ask to be in that trunk either, but they were in there. You can't always get what you ask for. But of course, I think that's a horrible thing, man. I don't understand people who do this to living things, but especially children. Oh, I don't want to bring the show down with this because this is it's a horrible thing to mention. But there was a guy, and I'm just thinking about this. I hope this guy is right. Maybe this is my anger talking right now, but I hope this guy, maybe I'll feel better tomorrow when we be this way, but I hope this guy gets raped every day of his life in jail. It was a guy who was fancying himself a player. I think he was probably in Utah too. Fancying himself a player, had a lot of different women on the side. Some people speculate, if I have it right, he did not really want to be a father, wanted to go on with his single life. And, I think he probably went, these things are kind of similar. I think he might have went into a Walmart too. Or maybe it was a Home Depot. But he left his toddler in the car, where the kid died. And they are speculating that it was premeditated murder, that he intended to leave that child in the car, man. Yeah, this guy is total scum, man. I don't have any feelings for you. If you can bake a child in a car like that, in such a torturous way, you deserve to have your ass beat every day of your fucking life, man.
I'm not a fan of that bullshit. Nah, not at all. Whatever you get, hopefully you get it 10 times worse.
Yeah, I wish people put his ass in a hot car all day long, every day, and pull him out right before he exhausts.
Yep.
Fuck that dude, man. Anyway, let me get myself on, man. Before we get into emails, I did say that I want to pay a little bit of honor to, and this, I want to say this at the end of the show too. I'm going to try to do this right now so we don't have to linger on at the very end. But this past weekend, and Martin had told me about this. I don't know how I missed it. I'm looking at this on the Huffington Post, but there were two true heroes out there. True Americans, true heroes. Well, you know, I know nationality doesn't have anything to do with it, but they were true Americans, man. I mean, true heroes to two Muslim girls who were being harassed by this white supremacist. And they paid with their lives. The guy that did it stabbed them while they were trying to keep this white supremacist from railing on these girls. He saw one of them wearing a hijab. Is that how you say that? Hijab. And the two men, let's see if I can find their names. The two men that did it. Oh, let's see here. Let me see if I can find them. There's one of them right there. Ricky John Best. Mm-hmm. And let me see here. Oh, I don't even know how to say this guy's name. Talison Mirzin, I'm sorry for being disrespectful like that. Talison Mirzin Namake Mesh. Both these guys were stabbed by a guy named Jeremy Joseph Christian. The guy's 35 years old, and he was already being looked at by people because a lot of people said, yeah, he was clearly insane. You look at the guy, he's dressed up like a racist Captain Underpants and shit, wearing running around, looking like he's mentally challenged, wearing a flag as a cape. And they said that he had a long history of possible mental illness, but of the most dangerous kind. He was talking about conspiracy theories online. He was always going in, posting things about the government, Clinton. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter, but also he turned to be a Trump supporter, which I'm not even going on an anti-Trump thing right here because Trump did pretty good today, but I'm not going to go into it. But, you know, anyway, politics doesn't have anything to do with it. The guy was crazy. Right. Guy was insane right now. And when these two people stepped in to help him, he stabbed them to death. They died from their wounds.
That's crazy, man.
And a lot of people are saying, you know, that this is still going kind of under the radar. It made national news. Excuse me. And a lot of people, they are out there holding vigils for them. And they're, you know, also paying their respects to these two guys. There's another person that was also stabbed. He has serious injuries. And I'm going to see if I can find him, too. I've just found this right before I came in. I just wanted to tell everybody that.
I would say I commend these two dudes for stepping in and paying with their lives, you know. But and for anybody else who sees some set kind of injustice going down, just remember, man, you don't know what the person who is antagonizing has planned, right? So you got to be a little bit smarter because you don't know what's going on. For instance, I don't know what all the facts and actualities were with that situation, but if it was a case where these women were being harassed, it should have been a case where hopefully they would call to the women to come to them as opposed to stepping to this guy who they don't know what the hell he's made of. You know what I mean?
That's a good point because all of us are talking about how we need to step up for each other because this is a heated environment that we're in, very heated political environment. And all of us are saying, hey, when you see something going on, step up, do something, speak out. And unfortunately, now you see that could cost you.
Step up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can see it could cost you your life.
Step up and just step up cautiously. Like I said, I'm not trying to denounce what they did. I think it was admirable, and I'm not trying to say what they did was wrong either. But I'm just talking about anybody from the future who would dare to step up for that injustice. Just make sure that you are cautious in how you, you know, go about it. If somebody, you know, like I said, they're being antagonized, try to call to that victim, try to get them to come to you as best as possible because you don't know what's going to go down.
No, you don't. Know what I mean? You do not.
You don't want somebody calling your family talking about, yo, daddy's not coming home tonight. And that's the one thing I fear for my life.
Yeah.
When I'm out in these streets, I always have to double check and triple think what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? Because that's the last thing I need is somebody telling my daughter and my sons that I'm not coming home.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So
you don't want to come home and have to tell your children. I got into a fight and beat somebody up to the theme of Jim and the Holograms. That would be a horrible thing to do.
You know, my daughter would love it. She'd think that'd be fabulous.
I would never wish that on anybody else. Not you. But yeah, there's a lesson to be learned here. There was, again, I wish I could find the name of the other person that was injured. I apologize for that. I just found this before I did the show. So I just wanted to say that when I came here, I was like, yeah, I remember Martin talking about that. And I wish I had said something, because we would, you know, we'd like to clown around and play around with people. But I, you know, when I see something like this, it makes me sad, but also makes me feel really proud that there are people out there who would be willing to give their lives away to help somebody else that is being threatened and mistreated by someone else. That's a very inspirational story right there. And also there's something to be learned while we're talking about extremists, you know, because we have certain religious groups, certain people being targeted as the extremist kind. And while we might not get them in as much abundance, this should show us that there are extremists in every situation. There was a guy in New York. Let me see if I can find this guy's name. There was a guy in New York, and some people might have heard about this. This guy, this James Jackson, another white supremacist who took a sword and went out and killed a 66-year-old man, Timothy Kaufman. And he had this whole mission of stabbing or killing black men with white women. Notice it wasn't white man with black women, but he went out there and he killed this guy after he got into an argument with him. And he's being labeled as a terrorist. So
yeah, he should be, because he went out his way. His mission was to come to New York to kill black men.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, that was his intent, to come to do harm to people.
Yeah,
you know, and knows he picked, you know, an elderly person to do it to, right?
Oh yeah, he was on his way to do it with other people, but of course he, you know, these people go out with these deranged goals and missions, and then they don't happen. And once he did that, he realized he messed up and turned himself into the police. But my point is not to make a race thing or anything out of it. It's just that there are so many forms of extremism out there. I mean, Jesus, you know, you got a dude on the phone talking about, I'm talking to God, and these people are, that's another form of extremism right there. You know, people wouldn't believe that this dude is talking to God. You know, there's so many different forms out there. Let's just keep that in mind when we try to label other people. But most of all, be careful, as Oz has said.
Yes.
Because it doesn't mean that we should be afraid and stop helping each other. Yeah. But it would be a shame to hear about another life lost over something stupid and hateful. So
exactly. Let's be smart out there, folks. Let's be smart.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go ahead and get into some emails. I got some sad stuff out the way, and also something that is, again, hopefully inspiring to people. Let's go ahead and read some emails right now. Let's see what we got here.
What's up with these questions?
Let me see what we got here. This is from Jose, and Jose says, just wanted to say, way to go on the Schmodown. Way to represent the DT community. You made us, or at least made me proud. Yeah, people, it's still up and doing very well. We were on the Schmodown from Schmoville, where we did the trivia. And Martin and I made a pretty good team. Martin,
listen, that was a great episode, man. I never heard the Schmodowns before, but ever since you guys been on, I've been watching some of them. And definitely your guys was the most entertaining, man. You definitely brought a WWE feel to it. If anybody hasn't listened to it or watched it, you got to watch it, man. These guys are at their finest. Corey and Martin were good.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, it's a movie trivia show. And Martin and I, that was our first time on there by the request of many fans of theirs and ours. And we got out there, and like I said, they were some of the nicest guys, even the people we played against, the real rejects. It was a very nice time. I can't wait to go back to LA and hang out with some of those people. And Jose, thank you, man. That makes us feel really good that we made the people who represent us proud. So I really appreciate the word on that. Let me go ahead and get into another email right here. Let's see. What we got? I know there's something that people want me to wait for till tomorrow. So let me see here. But the people having problems with their subscriptions, I noticed that there's something happening. I will say this much. For anybody who's having a problem, which you probably won't hear this because that means you can't watch us because you have problems with your subscription. But anybody who's having problems with them, until I can get this fixed, delete your profile if there's nothing you need on it and create a new one. That usually works for people. Delete the profile, start a new one, and you should be good. So if you have any problems, don't hesitate to call me or write me. And I've been slow getting back with only one or two people because I've had to take care of some others. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it, especially with this being Memorial Day. There was only so much I could do, Oz.
Yes, sir. Reboot your profiles, folks. See if that works for you.
There you go. And let me see here. Oh. Let me see what else we got.
Anybody?
I did not see this. Somebody said you're going to talk about the protesters. Oh, what is this? I'm not sure. Ladarius Brown, I'm not sure if you will cover this on the Foolish Five, but are you going to talk about the Texas congressman who called ICE on protest? Called ICE? Oh, ICE, the ones that deport people. Nah, I would not. Nah, I mean, not that we're saying it's not important, but I mean, that's not very foolish. That's just mean.
Hey, just because it's not on our Foolish Five doesn't mean it's not foolish.
For somebody out there.
For somebody, anyway.
Yeah, you know, like I said, this is where we try to talk about maybe a couple of serious things, but the Foolish Five, it's as you saw, it is just the dumbest of the dumb. stupid shit. Let me see what else we got right here.
Yeah, I forgot to put the request out for some emails today. That was my fault.
That's all right. And let me see. I think that is it, man. I think we're good. And let me see. Money. Yeah, that is it. Captain Peanut Butter, I saw this. I have been listening to your playlist. I haven't finished it yet. Captain Peanut Butter, he made a music playlist for me. Do you remember when he made a hip-hop music playlist for us?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and I am not done yet. I want to talk to you as soon as I've finished everything. I want to be thorough with this. So, yes, I will get on that, sir. And that
as soon as I finish my Gem and the Hologram soundtrack, yeah. I'll definitely top on that.
yeah, man. Oh, yeah, Pete, we're going to get on out of here right now. Before we go, though, I want to let everybody know, I haven't mentioned this already, but I've been mentioned on every show. But you know that we have our third annual Double Toasted Anniversary Weekend. Just a big, long party coming up. That's going to be on Friday, August 4th through Monday. Technically Monday, August 7th. That's if you count 2 a.m. And for that weekend, we have the games, the shows, the parties, the meet and greets, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a full weekend for everybody out there, and we hope you join us. A mere $25 gets you 72 hours of fun, and tickets are selling pretty steadily right now, so I encourage you to get on yours. What else do I have? You know what I'm going to tell you. Go over and check us out on doubletoasted.com. You know, over there, that's where we are doing these live streams that you see right here. And when you go over there and participate in the live stream, you can be on the show, emails read, phone calls. If you're brave enough to put your pretty face on here like my man Oz, you get the skeep call. Yeah. don't hit my face with your bag. I get all Jim on your ass. And you can try that service out 7 days for free. You know, and here's the other thing. If you miss something, you can go to the DT Vault and get all of the video and audio that you missed. Try that service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, keep the audio. We have audio in plenty of places for you. We have it on SoundCloud. Go over there and put up your own podcast or your music. Get those fat checks when you get all those listeners. They pay for podcasting now. Or check us out on iTunes. We're everywhere. You got no excuse for not finding us. Oh, I just want to go in and think. Let me see here. Your last day is tomorrow here, right?
It is.
So we got to get you on before tomorrow. Yeah, we'll bring you on. You know, we're going to get out of here right now, but we'll make sure to bring on Hezekiah, the $10,000 man. And Diego, thanks for being here, my man. Next time you come around, we'll put the water hose on your ass. Get you out of here. Collecting all these straight Mexicans, man. I don't know what's going on.
They may call ice on your ass. Don't do that.
Oh.
Don't get them wet.
Yeah. Don't get them wet.
Don't get them wet. They multiply. Just kidding.
I want to thank our special guest tonight. Who would be? Let me see here. Oh, let me see. Oh, fuck. I was going to say Jim and the Holograms, but that's just thought. and Oz, thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. Good times again tonight. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate it. And course, thank all of you out there who are watching. You demanded that this show come back, so we brought it back for you, and we do not regret it so far. So, with that said, we will say goodbye to you. Oh, I forgot to mention the Midnight Chat Attack every Saturday from 7:30 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. You can talk to them the regular way. You can type out all your comments, all your interactions, but they do have a YouTube streaming channel, and now you can go over there and watch them on video where you can see all those beautiful faces behind all those ugly insults. The Midnight Chat Attack. Now, that's what I can say. Night. I had a great time, sir.
Thank you, sir. As did I. Look forward to next week. More foolishness.
Yes, sir. And we'll be back with more shows this week. We've got the weekly Roast and Toast coming up tomorrow. We have Wonder Woman coming up with the movie review extravaganza on Wednesday.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Oh, man. Wonder Woman teaming up with Captain Underpants. That's the one everybody's been looking forward to. Fuck Batman versus Superman. And we also have the high score coming up on Saturday. But until then, if you just can't wait, you just can't get enough of us, pull out a keyboard and type in for me, kcoolmans at gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's done. Too late. But hey, we'll be back with more, as I told you. So in that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, person, bam, up in your home talking to the only host in the world that do those house calls. On the Instagram at Double Toasted Fan Page. On Facebook, type in Double Toasted. If you'd like some private time with me, type in Corey.Coleman.5. If I am too busy, all my man can take care of you.
Oh, check me out, Oz Green JR on Facebook. You can also check out the group, the Official New York Toasties. If you want to email your boy, it's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. That's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. OzWhatUp@gmail.com. I'm Corey.
That's me, Corey. And hey, you know what? No, it's not about me, it's about you. Come on down to the world-famous Double Toasted Studio deal. Like, I ain't waving no more. I'm tired of this shit. Hey, it's very easy to join us. Just email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're going to be visiting Austin, going to be moving to Austin. You already live in Austin. Come see the show. Don't be sneaky. And that is it, everybody. I enjoyed it, but now I must say good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to or watching this. Goodbye, and yeah, you know what to do. Stay toasty.